just after the announcement that Rob Browning taking over as interim CAO with Strathroy-Curradog. We aired your interview as far as timeline or how that took place, but still there is lots of discussion in the public and questioning the timeline as far as bringing CAO Browning into place. You wanted to talk to this.
I did, Chris, and actually it's a fair question, and obviously I've seen people send me the Facebook post, so you should hold your elected officials accountable. So I want to start with this, Chris. I think you asked the question about did councillors know what the meeting was about. I would tell yourself and others, check the agenda. It clearly says on the agenda going into closed session to discuss CAO performance.
Well, let's backtrack. When you say what the meeting was about, we need to know what meeting, when it was. People want to know the timeline here, I think.
Well, sure. Well, the timeline is this, Chris, right? Obviously, you know, we had agreed to do a performance assessment on the CAO. And I have to be careful, Chris, because we don't discuss personnel issues in public. That's one thing that is sacrosanct. But the meeting had been arranged for quite a few weeks. But if, again, check the agenda, clearly states discussion on CAO performance. And I can understand how the confusion has come about and calling into question the veracity of what I said. CAO Browning did sign an agreement, I believe 2 days before. And the question comes into this as to when I signed it, because when CAO Browning signed it, he dated it, which is a good business practice. And I will tell you this, Chris, what I said was absolutely 100% true. I did not sign anything until the Tuesday morning, and the person who brought the agreement to me to sign was the HR director. So that is there. There's an actual witness as to when I signed it.
And that was Tuesday, February the 18th.
It was, Chris.
Now, there was a special council meeting on the previous Thursday, February the 13th.
That is correct, and that's what the agenda that I refer to, Chris, okay, is that it's there. But I want to clarify, and this is the important point why I want to talk to this, the authority of the mayor. The mayor does not have the authority to bind the corporation. The agreement is just a recommendation. And I did read the comment on the Facebook post about an escape clause. There is no escape clause needed in that agreement. It's just a recommendation. Council had two opportunities to escape, and I like that word, to escape. One was on the night where council voted on interim CAO Browning. Council could have, if majority had ruled, said no thanks. But the most important part is this, Chris. On the first council meeting that Mr. Browning attended, the very first item was a confirming bylaw. Mr. Browning did not, in fact, become CAO until that bylaw was voted on. That is the escape clause. And in that bylaw, it reads first, second, third, final reading in open council. So council could have changed their mind and said, you know what, don't want to go through with this. Everything's open and transparent.
In respect to the comment you made about council deciding on CAO Browning, where is that in the timeline in respect to the special council meeting on February the 13th?
That night, Chris.
So that night and February 13th special council meeting, the council made a decision on CAO Browning and a decision on CAO McKibben being relieved of her duties.
Yeah, and again, Chris, I'm walking a fine line here because
these we're just looking for the timeline.
No, that's the timeline, right? But I have to be careful.
Can you confirm that councilors did know what was going on before they entered that meeting on February 13th, all council?
Chris, 100%, I will tell you this. I mentioned this before. You'd be a rather foolish politician to walk into a meeting without talking to everybody ahead of time. Everyone knew.
Strathroy-Curradog Mayor Colin Grantham, Minute with the Mayor here on 105.7 MyFM.